Hello, this is a dictation for Moses Bell, M-O-S-E-S, B like boy, E-L-L, date of birth is 7-9-91, date of service is 7-1-2024. The patient here is for follow-up evaluation. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident as a rear passenger on the right where the car was T-boned at a moderately high speed on a stop sign. The impact initially caused him some headaches located in the back of the head, along with dizziness, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, lack of focus, loss of concentration, spots in the vision, and some nausea. And along with that, he started having severe pain in the left shoulder, difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees, pain in the left knee, neck pain, mid-back pain, lower back pain, with radiation to the left leg, and lateral and posterior aspect. But not affecting the toes or nail, toes or the foot. Stiffness of the neck was reported and sharp pains in the lower back. His tailbone was painful, shin and the left knee was quite painful. That was in the beginning when he was seen after the accident on 4-3-2024. Today he reports that his pain is mainly located in the left shoulder and it is 5. Headaches are also 5. Lower back pain is 6-7. The radiation of the pain to the left leg is much less, often to the lateral part of the leg and mostly located to the left buttock. No radiation is reported in the upper extremity. However, the patient does continuously exhibit decreased range of motion of the shoulder to the tune of 90 degrees to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion maximum. Sleep is affected for 4 to 6 hours, and he cannot sleep because of ongoing severe anxiety and headaches and TBI. So neck pain is also reported to be between 6 and 7. No pain is reported in the middle back, upper back. Pain is between 6 and 7. ADLs are affected 7. 40 to 50% relief is obtained by the patient, and he reports that he is improving with the chiropractic treatment. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, for the system review, for additional issues, for medications, for substance abuse and compliance issues. Physical examination will be as follows. Blood pressure is 158 over 121, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit, dated 6-4-2024. Dictation number is 0616-002. The plan is to continue the medications, which are as follows. Narcos 5 milligrams, 325, once a day, 15 days tablets. For 15 days, 15 tablets are provided, one tablet in the morning. In addition, patient should continue his other medications that are provided to him, and they are Celebrex 200 milligrams a day for anti-inflammatory effect and pain relief. Protonix is provided 20 milligrams twice a day for stomach relief. Elavil 50 milligrams at night is provided for GAD disorder, sleep, and pain relief. Xanax is provided for 0.5 milligram PRN for anxiety relief, 60 tablets. Neurontin is provided for a headache, radiculopathy, and for nerve pains, 600 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets. Few research are provided, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. The patient is also provided a referral to see a neuropsych and psychiatry for ongoing anxiety that is not under control. Physical therapy is ordered to continue 3 times per week in the affected area, which is lower back, neck, and the left shoulder. along with traction massage. Patient is advised to continue chiropractic treatment, massage, acupuncture. He's also advised to do laser treatment, physical therapy. Home treatment is advised along with yoga, exercises. He remains off work, and household replacement and transportation is also ordered. The new labs have been ordered, previous labs and maps were reviewed. The patient is found in compliance, and he has been advised to consider the cervical epidurals. Lumbar epidural injections with steroid 4 to 6 based on the MRI finding, which show the bulging disc and herniated disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1 with affected thecal sac and bilateral neuroforamina and spinal canal stenosis as the next best treatment to help him, since he doesn't have the whole relief from the chiropractic treatment. The X-rays for the tibia, fibula, and the spine, and the cervical spine are all completely normal. The MRI for the left shoulder that was done recently shows fraying along the superior anterior labrum and glenohumeral joint effusion. However, no damage to the rotator cuff is established. He is advised to have 2 or 3 injections to the left shoulder to bring him relief. So far, the patient has not been amenable. He is not wanting to get the injection treatment. And if he does provide a consent, he will be provided with the injections. Thank you.